Last time on Curse of Karasa, Elaine's mind was opened to the powers of the override spear.
Did all the colors in the room suddenly change?
No, their eyes grow wide, though, and naturally wide, and then they snap back down. Do you know what we could do with this?
Oh, sorry. Not really.
Well, where you're headed, this will open almost any door.
That was the hope.
You have an administrator with you. You'll be able to conceivably get anywhere you need to there. We can use this to make the body you're looking for. While you're resting, I'll see if there's anything else we can do.
All right, just don't go too crazy.
No.
We don't know what
everything is. Yes.
She's already, like, juiced up, like...
I've been watching the lives of the people below for a week. They didn't all know that boiling water makes it safe.
Makes what safe? To drink?
Boiling water makes...
Yes.
Oh. Huh. Well, so people like me, or in a similar way you, were educated extensively from a young age. Most people... work from a young age, so they don't know anything that isn't outside their bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had safe drinking water before, then that wasn't a problem.
How long do you want to stay?
Well, you
depends
said
on what the slate is saying.
Yeah, what does the spire tablet display?
It displays a large flock in Bismatum now headed your way slowly.
Oh, there's nobody in Roqueport.
No.
Interesting.
What are you checking? Elaine's going to ask.
There are a swarm of young Umbra looking to take the dragon's tear from us.
You'll be safe here for now.
Well, then, at least through the night, till we can depart in the morning. I would hate to drive them here.
They can be troublesome.
They can, but if any of them do find their way here, they are young, and I suspect, much like you, they can be reasoned with. They may be a little more single-minded, but...
if they're fresh, they're going to be very single-minded.
But it may be an opportunity to...
corral them.
I was going to say expand your family, but I suppose corralling may be necessary first.
Well, please do rest, those of you who need rest. Or as you see fit, as long as you're in the spire, you'll be safe.
Can I make an odd request?
Sure.
Have you baked anything recently?
No. I don't have an oven up here.
Oh, I thought you'd be able to create one.
It has not been a priority.
Huh. Well, that's unfortunate. I was really looking forward to one of your cakes to give to Munis when he gets his body back.
Does he deserve one?
It'll be his birthday.
Yeah, it will be his birthday. Yes. But more importantly, his time as an undead creature for the last several months probably was not able to taste anything or eat anything, as he has no stomach. And I thought it might be a kind gesture to him.
I mean, one of those big golems walking around could bring up one. I mean...
no, we don't send a 15-foot-tall crystalline golem to go get a
kid. I think a 15-foot crystalline golem can do anything they heckin' want to.
And that's what scares people.
There are so many cake stores, vendors.
In the ruins of Roqueport?
In the ruins of Roqueport.
Elaine would know.
I've been more preoccupied with the politics and the welfare of the people.
I do have a question, Elaine. You said the spear would open a lot of doors to us. Should there be any that we should be careful not to open, or any locations we should not?
You're going to need to walk on light in order to get there. If you try teleporting or transmitting yourself into what I can ascertain is the Lotus, you would be turned into splatter matter.
All right, no teleporting.
Before reaching there in the air.
Well, we were going to teleport to the entrance, not...
yes.
Into the facility.
You're looking to get nearby, right?
Yes.
Splatter matter.
Okay. So how close can we get?
With that spear, you can get to the entrance.
Oh,
Well, without it, you would turn into blood mist.
Okay, well, we were certainly taking that with us.
Sam looks increasingly concerned.
Oh, yeah. Can we try to wrestle the thing back out of her hand? Like, this is coming with us.
Give it back.
Hold hands.
Do we all need to? Okay.
Okay, got it.
I've spent some of my time trying to figure out where the... how the network works.
Well, presumably, if we can stop this jade person at the locus, then there should theoretically be no malicious entities out there trying to disrupt you, so you would be safe to network yourself again, or however you say it, join the network?
That could be the case. It'd be like a community of administrators.
Oh, yes. We've actually met a number of guardians, and they don't necessarily have the personality that you do, but they were all created under very different circumstances, but they are personable, and they can be. If I can talk to them, then you should certainly should be able to.
That is comforting.
Because I shouldn't talk to anyone ever.
Sam was just about to be like, he's good at talking to those.
I guess you want to spend the time reading. Just spend time reading that book, Barton.
Oh, reading the book?
Yeah.
The Book of Wisdom.
Oh, yes, perhaps. But anyway, actually, there was one other thing. How is the manual translation coming?
Oh, it's largely done. The missing parts I can't complete until the network is back online.
Can I get an incomplete version of that?
You have a tablet, correct?
Yeah, I believe that's what this is called.
Yes, that looks very much like one. They touch it, and it glows briefly, and now it has an additional setting.
What is different on the display?
It looks like if you run into an issue, you have the potential to be able to look through the text quickly to try and find relevant answers.
Oh, perfect. This will be a phenomenal help.
Sam furrows his brow and walks over to Arden.
Yes?
And says, can I see the parts that haven't been translated?
Arden shrugs and hands the device over.
Prepare for a flex.
Please make a gather information check.
Ooh, I have an approximate level of skill with that. It's 25.
You're going to be able to find sections that aren't translated and possess dead languages. And they do make some sense to you. So long as you and Arden are together, looking up information on there will receive a bonus.
Oh, so it's more... So it seems like I can understand some of this.
You can?
It's like, yeah. Some of the language in that song is starting to get clearer over time.
Oh, the administrator song?
Yes.
Oh.
It started after the morning of the hotel. Holding the spear made things a little weird.
Zaz points to you. That's why you drooled for so long.
In character cough. Yes, Zaz, yes.
Oh, I was worried.
It's
just spire magic.
Sam blinks and looks at Zaz and says, it's very sad.
Interesting.
The language, that is. The music itself, you've heard it, but the words are so sad.
Well, hopefully we can bring some happier notes to whoever these people are.
Sam furrows his brow a little more and is like, I'm not so sure about that.
Why?
There's a loss in there I don't think we can give back.
Loss of what?
I don't know. It's not clear.
Well, perhaps that'll be a conversation topic for Jade.
Sam nods and like can poke the tablet screen to do like little tiny bits of translations maybe.
So long as you're touching it.
Yeah.
As soon as you stop touching that tablet, the translations vanish.
That's frustrating.
Okay. Yeah.
That doesn't...
It's like it's using your brain to process, and once you stop touching it...
That's concerning.
Our little Wi-Fi router.
You want your brain scanned, Art?
No. I've gotten pretty close to the spires. I've merged with a number of dragon tiers. Why not? Let's go to the next level.
Yeah, let's just add some Soma in this.
Ooh, ooh. Ooh. No.
There's a lot of Soma in this.
No. But anyway, yes, so if... Well, I guess I will need your assistance later on, Sam.
Sam nods.
But for now, you should probably get some rest.
Sam rubs his throat.
And some water.
It's like, some water. But I'm not that tired.
How?
Sam shrugs. He's like, there's a lot of traveling on the roads that take longer than a day.
You want to go out to town and...
No.
Okay.
Get some paninis.
They'd finally get the paninis.
Yeah, let's just go down and ruin more of these people's lives.
It's a destroyed bathhouse that I
think. Oh my god, if we set foot in Rogueport, like, there is no way you won't have encounters if it's that chaotic. Which I can only assume.
But our groupies.
It'll be a whole weekend on its own. It's another lost episode.
Bottle and time go out. Come back.
Go out.
Full of adventure.
Scantily clad, even.
Well, there was another bathhouse.
Oh, what a great day.
Yeah, Bob and Sam come out. They come back, clothes torn. One of them has a ring.
Sacks bulging with gold.
Money pouches. Money pouches. Bulging with gold.
Oh, my God.
One of them has a child in tow.
Sauce?
No. No.
He'd find a way to sneak with.
And tattooed. Tattooed all up.
Sam has a tramp stamp now. It says juicy.
Except with two O's, an S, and a Y.
Yeah.
And Bada has an eye patch.
Just for looks.
And a facial tattoo.
I had too many eyes. I'm sorry.
That, at least that's what the man with the knife said.
Yeah, seeing the elder tour of a cloak and your first reaction is, that's too many eyes.
It's actually a pretty sound reaction if you ask me, but...
Elaine blinks, thinking, all of those are very likely if you do go out to town.
All right, we'll do
that. You know, there's something that came to mind, they say, as they, like, float up the stones and they start to take on a more liquid state. They convert them back to a fleshy state of being, like a malleable.
Do they squelch?
Yeah, a bit.
Isn't that a great word?
Yeah, it is. It's... Thank you.
You know, I hadn't thought about it until what happened with you and Zaz and Theron, but it feels like perhaps at some point, they're just waving their arms around, weaving the material. Perhaps one of the reasons what I am was made was for... this kind of purpose.
What do you mean?
Well, we're about to give your friend Munis a body.
But, like, this might be your function is to bring people back?
It's just eerie how easy it is to do once you know you can.
I think what she's getting at is that we've kind of told several constructs and people that know about what's going on about her. We've been using her as like a, or them, as a kind of a goal. Like every time we tell somebody that like an Umbra has gained autonomy, they can't believe it. And it becomes something like, something to achieve. And like, there's just nothing like Olaine.
That's true. You are completely unique. You're the first of your kind.
Like if there was anybody to treat like a cold, calculated thing like these spires do, it would be this city, and yet you're not. Like, with all the chaos going down there, you're not raising the entire place.
No.
Only those that resist.
You're not terribly inaccurate there.
Resistance.
Arden shuts up.
Resistance is futile.
Those who attack the guardians because they want to harvest their crystals have met very unfortunate ends.
I assume that is a trend that is rapidly decreasing in popularity.
It decreased after day two.
Yeah, good.
When they discovered that the guardians can relinquish portions of their body as a range sort of projectile and stick people to buildings and then recover them later.
I mean, Elaine, why didn't you raise this entire city? I mean, they're all... Everyone in this city is capable.
You asked me to give them a chance, and I'm giving them a chance. You all proved that people in strange conditions and situations can be different than I'm expecting. I'm letting them show me.
Well, I greatly appreciate what you've done, because you've, for all I know, started a revolution with intermingling with mortals.
I have provided them better doctoring than they've been getting. We've gotten a lot of sick and elderly and kids lately.
Oh, well, I assume that's probably relative to the living conditions out there.
Well, I'm sure providing services like that to them will help.
We've also been able to grow food quickly.
Oh, that's good.
Lots of tomatoes.
Sam flashes back to a time a tomato killed his mother.
Tomato spider.
Well, look, if you keep giving us, this city, people like this, chances will come around. I know we did. I mean, we're not doing this out of fear. We're doing this out of, I guess, what's right. So, if you could just continue this, and maybe if you can help other Umbra do what you're doing, like, maybe you can help out this entire ordeal.
Well, if we're successful, there will probably be Arden eyeballs the tablet. Several dozen, if not hundreds, of Umbra that will probably be lacking in purpose that could use some direction, and perhaps getting it from one of their own kin may be a valuable asset into them becoming themselves or their own people.
Well, if you'll let me, those are all things to consider right now. Unless you are going to assist me with this process, I need to create this body.
Yes, yes. I'm sure Minas can help instruct you on that.
And that's how you make a heart and a pancreas.
Oh, well, probably not that much detail, but I will let you be.
Minas kind of makes a big, like, scrolling ethereal plate and starts instructing on body and, like, what needs to be where and all that.
He's doing character creation.
Yes.
What the hell's a duodenum?
Oh, I forget.
It's a joke.
Oh.
It's a reference. Yes.
Arden will sit down at the Overlook and continue studying.
With Bada?
Bada will sit down next to Arden, proceed to study from, I assume, the same book?
You'd have to, yeah. If you're studying from the Book of Wisdom.
Yeah, I probably should.
Yep. It'll be like copying notes off somebody else.
Yeah.
Study buddies.
Lovey-dovey study buddies.
Lovey-dovey study buddies.
Theron's disgust.
Theron's just looming over us. Ugh.
Ugh. What would you like to do during all this time, Theron?
Well, get a dusty corner in a dark cave or something.
He's third wheeling hard right now. Come on, Theron.
Is Theron bored?
Are we taking like a big chunk of time? And what do you do with this big chunk of time?
Yeah.
So I have a somewhat mental connection with Olayne.
Mm-hmm. You can feel them focusing.
I kind of am going to be searching for like a break in their concentration.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of take the chance to sit on that thing that overlooks the city from, like, beneath the...
Mm-hmm.
And she just wants to talk to her, like, mm-hmm. looking over the city.
Okay. Well, it'll take a few hours, but eventually they'll be breaking away from what they're doing, and they will head down to see you, because they can sense that desire.
Okay. Theron's just sitting on the edge with her feet kicking over, looking over the city. Totally dangerous place to sit.
They'll approach from, you know, the safety of the spire behind you.
Theron just pats the spot next to her and puts out her hand.
They sit down. What are you doing during all this time, Sam? Just as a quick check.
Sam will get on a bedroll, but take out his parchments and continue attempting to understand the translations of the administrator song.
All right.
Taking notes.
You'll be able to get the second part I gave you at the end of that. All right, Theron.
Perhaps adding some of his own.
Oh. Elaine sits down and... So I'm done with their body. They're just getting used to it.
Do you feel like they're going to not betray us?
There's three people in their head.
Three?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
No, I'm fairly comfortable. I'm just kind of curious. I did want to thank you. I think because of our weird connection, Olayne, I've been able to kind of do what I've always wanted to do, which was just not be me, or at least the thing that everybody wanted me to be, and then the thing that wasn't supposed to be me, and none of that was me, but this feels right. Like, after you being part of me, I feel a lot more comfortable, and I guess I just want to thank you.
Elaine hugs you. Your perspective has been helpful for me, too.
Yeah, like we said before, I really, really think, Elaine, you are the thing that's gonna, like, make this world better.
Don't go giving me all the responsibility.
It's just one tiny step.
I'm gonna help the rest of you when you're in the Locust, too.
Huh, good.
I'm going to bring this place back online.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know these suckers down here ain't the best, but, you know, they're... Deep down, they can be good people, just like... Well, I mean, look, just like me, I had just run into the right people, and I don't feel like I'm a bad person anymore. At least I like myself a lot better.
Me too.
But you took a chance on us, and I appreciate that. So, like, since you're so... You're almost part of me, like a sister or brother or something. Mm-hmm. And
I think that's accurate, having viewed all the people down there.
Because of you, I can be who I am now. And she pulls out her sword and she goes,
"Oh, that's special."
Yeah, I couldn't for the life of me figure out a name for this thing. I'd really like it if you could give this guy a name.
Fuck you. Statistical analysis shows that 95% of the world is named Gordon.
I mean, this thing is badass. I just cut a tree in half just by, like, poking a damn tree.
Bit excessive.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's a bit of a stretch.
I'll think about it.
None of you guys are cool.
That's a very dangerous blade.
You're telling me. I almost got kicked out of town because of it.
Because you accosted the shrubbery?
Well, I didn't know what it did, and just thank God Bada is a druid, that's all I can say. And she just sheathes it, because you're going to name it later. And look, just out of curiosity, the last time we were here, I saw my mom. I'm just not sure it was her. Like, do you have any...
I haven't seen her in town, but the rumors I've heard from sailors is that there is a Baroness Bloody Claws on the water.
But do you know if we encountered her, or was that somebody else?
I believe that we did encounter her, but I believe she fled. It felt narrative driven.
So she's almost like a pirate now.
It appears that she is a pirate lord, yes.
Okay. Wow, that's a turnabout. And then I think just for the next couple hours, like, she's going to catch up on anything you know about Rogueport, as far as, like...
She'll share all that with you.
Sister politics, like, Griff, all that stuff.
They want to have so many kids.
Ugh.
They're going to have, like, 12 kids.
But Griff has a side piece, right? I mean, he's sort of...
I think your sister's aiming to make sure they don't have time for that.
Ugh. But is she behaving?
She's doing as well as anybody else in that position.
Well, if Abigail stays on the straight and narrow, I guess just let her know I'd like to see her.
You can do that.
Not right now.
She's about to have a wedding.
It's not too late to send those flowers.
Is she using tax dollars for this wedding?
Oh, she's using money stolen from pirate ships?
Oh.
Tax dollars.
Flowers delivered by a crystal golem.
A little more impressive than I thought. Mm. Okay. But yeah, just going to just reminisce about all the stuff about what you've experienced in the city and anything like that.
Okay. Let's see. You'll have that finished. Both of you, Bada, Arden, at the end of your your lovey-dovey study buddy session, you both can permanently increase your wisdom by 1 point. Which means you get a bonus spell per day. Bada?
Oh, heck yeah.
And your will save goes up by one. And all your wisdom-based skills.
Well, oh, God. Okay. Now that I have a little bit more wisdom... My fuck, where the hell is that page? There we are.
The book, to put it kindly, was one that essentially challenges a person to re-examine their preconceived notions constantly and from different angles, almost relentlessly. So it causes you to expand the options that could exist in a situation, be more open to additional information.
Okay.
Arden is going to use his newfound wisdom and look to Bada and say, since we're also sitting at the Overlook, do you think we did the right thing here?
I hope so. It feels like the right thing.
Okay. I feel like we've inflicted suffering on a lot of people to make a change that they didn't necessarily want. I mean, it is a valuable stepping point, but I feel like I might have harmed a lot of people to drive this, to make a vehicle for change that wasn't good for everyone.
Well, Jade and Moonzy have a much, much harsher change they have in mind.
That's true. Unfortunately. Well, can't be undone now anyway. So, hindsight and all that.
Then you can live with the all the changes you've done?
I don't have a choice. I don't think we'll be able to succeed if I were to die now. So, there's no time for regrets at the moment.
Die again.
Just die again.
Oh my god.
No, I can't live with this. Kill myself. Elaine.
Sorry.
You get a visitor, Sam, but we'll come back to that.
Well, how does that make any sense?
Yeah, why would anyone visit Sam?
Oh, so wait, you said I got another spell from it?
You get your bonus spells per day increase from one at first level to one at first level and one at second level.
Okay.
You get an extra spell.
Because of your wisdom went up.
For you, it affects your spell casting.
Oh, and if we're having like a whole day, obviously, like sleep and shit, so.
Mm-hmm. Eventually.
Yeah.
Well,
it's probably very pretty. The sun would go down behind the spire, so from the overlook, you would see the city getting covered in shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And Karasa, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as we've got time here, I kind of want to see how the city is, but it doesn't seem like it'd be very wise to leave the spire at the moment.
Every few hours, there's a random fire occurring somewhere.
I was just going to ask! Fire's going on!
Sometimes a building, sometimes a pile of stuff.
I guess we can probably come back here and help out after we're done.
Yeah.
You say there might be a lot of minor quests involved in helping a city restore.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot of adventuring opportunities.
all those quest hooks and side missions that we ignored to get to this point, we're gonna do it for the rest of our lives, fixing this stupid town.
No, not us.
Oh. Oh,
gotta pass the baton eventually.
Oh, you're right, which the sooner the better.
he doesn't want to save the world. He's just like, I'm tired of this shit. Can we just get it over?
I'm going to save the world and, you know, no sequel, guys. Sorry. No season 3. I'm done.
The third one's always the worst anyways.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's like the straight to VHS sequel.
So, you two are on up there and...
Mm-hmm.
You've had your...
Contemplating life.
Mm-hmm.
You find knowledge. Wisdom.
Mm-hmm. You said something about Sam getting a visitor.
Yes, you get a Zaz.
Oh.
And they just, like, slide in front of you. And it's because they're like, I can slide on the stone.
It's been, like, a few hours, right?
Oh, it's, yeah. Okay. You've had hours.
It's like, hi, Zaz.
You tired yet?
It's like, I'm getting there. It's been a long 2 days.
You sound like you should be asleep right now.
Kind of wanted to wait till everybody else was asleep, because then it would be weird to be awake and alone.
I'll wait with you. There's not much to do here. I tried challenging some of the golems to swordplay, and they...
Please leave the golems alone.
They told me no.
Ha!
Sam thinks for a second. It says to Zaz, like, I'm sure you would have won, but you don't want to break the guardians.
No. Yeah, they probably would have won.
You have all this fancy new stuff now.
Yeah, but they're made of crystal. It was more just a practice. You want to practice? It'll tire you out. They pull out their new longsword.
Sorry, I think we can avoid practice today, Zaz.
Hmm.
There'll be plenty to practice with tomorrow.
Okay, and they start throwing their sword and catching it in the air.
Is it impaling anything?
No, it's just okay. Swinging.
Sam just kind of shakes his head but doesn't say anything. It's like, are you all right, Toss? You okay?
I think so. I think I'm ready for what we're about to do.
What?
Traumatic coming back to where you were killed.
It's like, do you feel weird being here at all's house?
I feel at home, oddly.
It's not necessarily a bad thing.
Like I'm at a friend's house.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
This is Elaine's house. It's really big. There's so many secret passages. I found a bunch.
But there's not a bath anywhere to be found.
No, that last fire you saw in town? That's another bathhouse.
It's like, did you go all the way through a bunch of them?
Yeah.
Where do they go?
There are a lot of dead ends.
Oh. You could probably ask Elaine to make a few of them not dead ends. When they're done.
I didn't find any cracks anymore, so those are fixed.
Well, that's good for the spire.
I didn't find a gaping hole near the bottom either.
That's better than good. But hopefully that extends to the rest of the city soon.
I did find a lot of guardians. I even got to see some of them growing out of the ceiling.
That must have been really cool.
I got to talk to them. They told me to leave them in peace after an hour.
I was being annoying.
It's like, oh well, it maybe stay in what do we even call this room?
They're all nondescript rooms, right? Yeah. It's a big square room.
Oh, I believe there's the museum, and I think this was the control room.
Thanks for your input, Shoulder Arden.
Oh, I'm just reiterating what
was. So Sam just like says, maybe stay in this main room.
If I do that, I'm gonna fall asleep.
It's like, well, maybe we can fall asleep together then, because I am very tired. And the others...
I'm doing a good in the world.
Yes.
Be sure you don't want to do any swordplay first?
I'm pretty sure. Thank you.
Watch this.
It's very cool. Kind of wish Arden could do that to the spear, but I don't think it'll work that way.
The spear looks very pokey.
Stabs off with it.
Kaboom!
I'm also imagining several, like, cartoonish things of, like, him annoying golems and golems chasing him around and with cartoonish music.
And he's just like, yay!
The golems are like, stop!
I think hitting Zoss with the spear would be very, very, very bad.
Okay.
Because it has Aberration Bane.
Mm-hmm. Yup. It'd be very bad. I'm also leaving everybody else alone because Munis is cackling in a room to themselves.
That's concerning. Is he saying anything?
They're saying something. When I saw they were getting finished, they said the feeling of being remade was sublime.
Give me a six pack. Yes. The abs. Yes.
No, wait. We can go further. 8-pack. 10-pack. There's no limit to my abs.
I think they might be a sadist.
I want the hair of the bear. Give me the hair the bear has.
The pompadour?
But give me two that are bigger and more lush.
Oh, but no. The neck fluff of the Sergo.
Oh, God.
I'm not sure what they are, but it's different. It's
like, well, hopefully that doesn't come back to bite us later.
Every once in a while, their belly giggled.
Their belly giggled?
Like, it could open up, and there were teeth.
That sounds a lot.
But they weren't done yet at that point. I just kind of decided to let them do their thing. And then Elaine went off to hang out with Theron, and I didn't want to interfere. And then Arden and Bot are way up on the high lookout and being all, you know, them. And I didn't want to interfere because whenever someone interferes, they get all grouchy.
Yeah, it's probably best to leave them alone for now. Actually, I'm really curious, Sauce. If you hold this spear right now, right here, how does it make you feel? And Sam will hold out the spear.
They grab it, and their eyes go wide. Feel like I can get the golems to say yes now. Oh, no. But that also doesn't feel right. They let go of the spear. I don't want to take away their free will.
I appreciate that, Sals.
They sit down and, like, mull it over. Like, that's being really selfish.
It would be very selfish. You should never force anyone to do anything.
I also had the feeling that I might be able to summon a bathroom.
What?
Or an oven.
Or a hot tub?
Maybe.
Christ.
I mean, it would be... Can I hold that again?
Sam lets Zoss hold it again.
And they concentrate really hard. They're going to use a concentration check.
See, just to see what happens.
And a bowl with a hole materializes slowly out of the floor. They're like, that's the best I could do.
What is it?
There's a hole underneath it, and it's a bowl.
Oh, you tried the bathroom. Oh, I see.
It did not work very... Oh, and then it's disappearing. It's like... And just melts into the floor.
That's for the best. We should not have tried to use that.
That took a lot out of me, and they just, like, fall back.
Where are we going to the bathroom, then? Never mind. I don't want to know. Oh, I'll answer that question.
You're mentally preoccupied. Oh.
Off the overlook.
Imagine being one of the people, like, trying to put out one of those fires.
We're helping.
And then all of a sudden you just get...
Shit on. Literally shit on.
It's Harrison Bernal. I knew it. Get him.
Oh my god.
You've been marked for death by the spire.
Yeah, but this victim has a sewage system, unlike here.
Apparently.
Yeah.
It's a very advanced tribal culture with its waste recycling system. Is Zoss like falling asleep?
They're like lying back. Like they're not falling asleep, but they're not like... They have no will to get up anymore.
Just falling asleep, throwing a sword.
It will automatically return to his hand, so... It's
not like... Does even if he drops it, just...
Isn't that one of the curses?
It can be, yeah.
It's a fine line between a boon and a curse, I guess.
It's all up to your reflexes.
Yeah. But Sam will like...
I don't want to go back to the farm when we're done.
Oh, you don't want to see your mom?
I don't want to live there.
That's fair.
I decided that.
You are old enough to kind of decide that, I guess. Maybe?
I don't know.
Well, you seem old enough to me. Especially after all this. Do you know where you want to go?
I like the idea of that inn.
We'll have to talk to Theron about that inn.
You own it, too.
Half of it.
Mm.
We have to do what we set out to do first.
Oh, and I'll send them a bunch of money. I've been saving it up.
How have you been saving up money?
Oh, I've been converting gold into platinum coins. So they don't take up a lot of space.
Okay, how have you been getting the gold?
Oh, legal, reasonable, responsible ways.
According to the
sense motive, and see how rehearsed that sounds.
That is a sense motive check. That's a sense motive of
ooh, wow.
Math.
This is actually going to be a showdown here.
A 32.
Or not. It'll be a slot.
They got a 31.
What?
Oh.
They rolled a 19.
I also rolled a 19.
They look at you, seeing if you believe them. Do you look back, like, not quite believing them?
With one eyebrow raised, like...
Okay, most of it was that way. You know, like, bodies that aren't alive anymore don't really, like, need their things.
So he says, okay, Zaus, promise me you won't rob the dead anymore.
That is what we do. They're, like, almost offended by that. Sam, like... We're adventurers. That's what we do.
Sam puts one paw in his hair. It's like, except for a very specific... In this very tower circumstance, have we ever bothered?
Bothered? How do you think we got the jelly cart?
Oh. I thought Theron... No. Gave
I
you
paid
that money.
For that.
That wasn't Theron's money?
I paid for that.
I know. That wasn't Theron's money.
No.
Apparently.
No, it wasn't. That was me.
Okay, Zoss.
I'm not taking their clothes. I'm just taking their money sacks.
Think about how it felt when you were talking about the golems and not wanting to...
They're not alive?
But it wasn't the right thing to do.
Why? But why?
Especially knowing what we know about the spires and the tears. Those spirits still exist.
I buried some of them.
When did this child have enough time to bury people?
Are you yelling out to us?
Maybe. Interrupting everybody.
Please,
like,
don't interrupt them. No. They try to they just like put their paws on your face.
What do you mean?
Okay, Zoss. Zoss.
Oh no, you heard. Bada, hi. Did you overhear any of that?
Yes.
Oh.
That was a whisper, like help.
So
a message, sorry.
Where I come from down in the south, there's a belief that when you pass on, that whatever you have with you goes up to the heavens with you, and you take it with you to the stars.
But it doesn't.
Art's like, fuck, it doesn't.
They look puzzled at you.
Zoss Cobble.
Does he have a middle name?
Give him one.
Zoss, just make one up. Zoss Aloysius Cobble, you get here right now.
Aloysius?
No.
No. Theron, back me up!
Theron has been trying to relax. Because she doesn't agree with any of this conversation.
Nina just pokes their head out and gives a thumbs up to Zaz, and then they frown.
Yeah, the important thing is to get the loot off the ship before it sinks. God.
Yes.
So, Theron says, Zaz, look, you're talented. You are good at making money. You should have faith that you don't need to take money off dead people. You should respect your own actions. And you're better than stealing off corpses, okay? Everybody's gonna like it. Yes, I know they don't need it because they're dead. We've all taken stuff off dead people, but you know what? You sold all this, you sold stuff, you bought stuff without us even knowing, and look how far you've gotten. So, look, if we're saying don't rob the dead, you're gonna be fine if you don't, okay? So just stop it.
Diplomacy check.
She's trying to get him to shut up.
Oh my god.
That's the goal. Well, she's saying that the party doesn't want him to do it. She's trying to build him up that he actually has skills.
That's the best argument so far for towards us.
17.
Didn't think about it that way.
Think of it as a challenge, all right? Just like trying to throw those knives in the tree. You're going to be just fine if you don't steal a ring off some dead dude.
Half the party hides their rings.
Mine fell on me.
And technically, one of my rings I bought in the shop, and the second ring fell out of Venus's pocket.
Yes, and we all have rings that are off dead people, but it's not like we make a habit of it, okay? You start off that way, now you're going to get better and move on.
Not better at taking things. You're going to be a better person. I spend a lot of my mental faculties figuring out strategies and solutions to problems to make things as safe as possible for us, and we still have a lot of danger in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
That is a situation we are in. That is not a lifestyle. That is not good.
Which is why when we're done with this, hopefully we can relax.
Yeah.
Sauce, what do you enjoy about adventuring, exactly?
The people.
Oh, become a courier.
So, Sauce, you're looking to meet people?
I like the idea of being a courier. That could be fun. Yeah.
That should be an easy going job. Well, not easy going, but,
a simpler, less dangerous.
It's easier in some places.
An honest job.
Sam, will you be my teacher?
Sure, buddy.
Yay!
When we're done.
And then?
He looks sad.
What?
Said Sam looks sad, and he says, when we're done.
Someone's gonna need to have all our mail from the inn delivered, right?
Oh yeah, while we're here, we can grab that huge sack of fan mail.
I want to be a rock star, courier, hero, spear-wielding.
I want to be an astronaut cowboy.
Just like Sam.
Forget the fabulous bit.
There you go.
Juicy.
Okay, yeah.
Munis is watching all of you from, a ways away.
Munis! How are you?
In the flesh.
Yes.
Oh, what does he look like?
They look like an amalgamation of different choices.
What animal are they? They still look... Is it Kitsune?
I think it's a chimera now.
Yes. Let's find out what their choices brought up.
Let's dice roll this golem together.
They do have a Kitsune face, and they have multiple tails swaying behind them.
Fox tails or just in general?
Fox tails. They have the wingspan of a dove flapping on their back.
Oh, this is awkward.
The hips of a jackal.
Whoa.
And
they don't lie.
Sam mutters under his breath, Dart, and it's like, well, at least he didn't attack right away.
Sam receives a sharp elbow to the side.
And it seems they have kept the torso of a kitsune.
Other than on my eyes, anyway.
Like, they look like they could be natural, but they're definitely crossbred with one or two things. The wings being a big giveaway that it's one or two things.
Oh, well.
The hips could just be lucky parentage, I guess.
I suppose.
And there's no, like, open and gaping thing in their stomach asking for food.
Good to know. Well, God, it's like he made his first fursona.
Most people stick only with two hybrid.
Yeah, well,
instead of three or four.
Theron walks up and, like, just touches him. It's like, so are you like me, or are you like Arden and Zoss?
I'm like you.
Oh, all right. And she
gingerly walks,
takes a step back. She makes like a really imposing club out of her like left paw, and that's definitely like a 29.
Do you want it to have spikes?
Yes.
Okay, it has spikes.
Imposing, like really cool.
I can't do that.
Oh.
Oh. But noted that you can.
Okay.
How do you feel?
I feel like I need to sit down and do some thinking.
Well, there are no chairs here.
Join the circle and we could all talk about ethics and morality.
Oh, one of those conversations.
So wait, who are you? Like, what do we call you? Because I know it gets a little weird.
Oh.
That's really close to a pet.
Like you're a regular person that was born on this planet.
Yes.
And a... What's the word?
Lich.
No. Lich. Well, no, that's the regular person. And Moonsea was a... The fuck is the word?
Umbra?
Umbra!
Yes, actually, did you put Moonsea in there?
They tagged along.
Do you know how dangerous that is?
More for them than us.
Moonsea's a part of you.
Yep.
Jade is probably extremely upset at Moonsea.
They're going to hate all three of us. Got to find out what I was done with the Archmages when they get old.
Yeah, you said they were liched against their will.
Yep. And then they served Jade in Atlas.
Okay, so there's just a pile of liches.
There's a few.
Somewhere in Atlas.
Mm-hmm.
Where? How would nobody notice? Just
powerful transmutation magic?
Oh, my God. Cool. That's never going to get to retire. This is great. Great.
Yeah, that's our lead into the sequel is all them liches.
They're not all terribly dangerous compared to me.
Yes.
Some of them are more social constructs.
Oh, right. That reminds me. I do have something for you.
Yes.
Arden digs through his pack and hands him some rations.
Nom, nom, nom. Their mouth gets huge and they just...
Someone's hungry.
Arden loses three fingers.
Your fingers are just wet with slobber now.
Oh.
Make sure you slap all your rings.
I need water.
Arden hands him the water skin.
Hey, go.
Hey, Zal, do that thing again. He can drink out of the pool.
They grab the spear and form a bowl in the floor. This time with no exit.
It was a joke.
Oh. Munis is just looking down at it, waiting for it to fill with water, and nothing's happening.
We're still a little new at this.
I'm going to prepare my spells. I'll need to borrow my spell book for that.
Oh. Yes. Can I make a request?
What would you like to request?
Water breathing.
I could do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Ominous.
Oh, nah. It's actually basic science.
Sam, like what?
Oh.
You know there's a spell that causes people to drown rapidly if they're in water. Raise a finger for?
The water breathing is for us.
Yes.
You need to breathe now.
Now they've been reminded that they breathe and they start paying attention and now they're doing it manually and they're like, Arden, that's just petty.
Well, just a reminder, should you find yourself submerged in water.
Do you have like a smirk on your face?
Arden is doing his best to resist the urge.
So yes.
Yes. I mostly did this as an opportunity for you to be alive again and not only help us, but actually perhaps feel like a normal person again for a while, though you are something much different than that. But you can eat, you can drink, you can sleep again. It's more than just a hollow gesture.
I'll reciprocate in that case. Your family's safe.
Were they in danger?
They publicly disowned you after they found out about what happened with the order and are no longer on their tracking. I'm the last person who's keeping track of them.
It does not sound like my parents.
They might have been coerced. Should you have survived, it would have been a public campaign to destroy your name.
Oh, I don't care about that.
You don't care about your parents?
I don't care about my name.
But you made such a big deal about being called...
And then his character moved on from that.
Oh, well... Well, that was before I was a wanted person for several months, died. But somebody turned in my bounty.
Well, I'm glad that you're unconcerned and unbothered, I suppose.
They are on the list of people to visit. But I'm sure if I were just to appear in front of them, it'd probably be fairly jarring, as they assume I'm dead.
It would be, but they'd be happy, I'm sure. You seem to attract people who like you.
You seem to doubt that as much as I do.
Sam does the whole, like, yeah.
We tolerate him. Well, you guys do.
I'm going to begin working on the runes and sigils that are going to be necessary to get us near the entrance.
Hold on. Before you go, she walks up, kind of holds his muzzle, pushes it over to the side, looking...
They look back at you.
...over his, the contours of his... Of his muzz, and she goes,
That's not how you approach people, Theron.
She's still doing it. So, you're gonna help us, right?
Yep.
Okay. And she goes, okay. She takes off the doom glasses and puts them on him. And she steps back and puts her paws up. It's like, perfect.
They work.
Welcome to the team.
Bada, may I borrow that staff?
Yeah, sure. I gave you the staff.
They look at it really concerned and start walking away.
What? Sam is scowling, and before he walks away, is just like, Munis. You're still connected to the stone, right?
As much as I was before.
Sam grips his spear and says, can you walk toward the wall, please?
That sounds like something someone would say before casting a spell that affects a large area with violent power.
No, I'm asking you to walk to the wall.
They walk towards the wall, touch it.
Can you pat your head?
What are you doing, Sam?
They reach up and pat their head.
Sam says, okay, you're forbidden from harming any of us or touching this spear.
Well, I suppose that means I have to be more judicial with my spells.
Your flesh burns just as easily as ours. In fact, I guess without the equipment, you're significantly easier than ours.
I also don't have any spells prepared right now.
I'm not threatening you. I'm just warning you that perhaps you're a little more fragile than you were before.
Yep. Zaz is going to say from behind them with a dagger and a sword at their back.
Zaz? Down.
Okay.
It's not a dog.
No, he's a child with sharp objects.
Munis? Can you pat your head again?
Pats their head? Now what are you going to do?
Now rub your tummy?
They follow your strange suggestions.
Well, Sam did what he wanted to do, so...
Don't give me that look.
See where this is going.
That's it.
Sam took the precautions he thought he needed to make. That's all.
I just want to see you both pat his head and rub his tummy.
I'm just waiting for...
Munis, look, you're going to have to... Look, you did do a lot of awful things, so just forgive us.
That was a different Munis.
Right. It's... You want to go by Munis? You don't act like Munis.
Munis, he did a lot of really terrible things.
For hundreds of years. But I assume since... Munsi wedged himself into your being, then he's probably going to suffer the same fate as you of empathy and remorse.
And the worst of curses.
But being two independent individuals will hopefully build themselves into their own person, because I assume that Munsi isn't bonded the way Akuma is.
It's a strange amalgamation.
Lovely.
Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and prepare the spells we need to breach their magical defenses.
Okay, well, don't forget to get some rest. I'm sure you guys are long overdue for a good dream.
Rest.
We all are, too.
A lullaby can help with that.
I'm pretty sure you can make that will save.
I'm ready to rest and heal my HP.
If he chooses to resist.
You're anything? Missing 8 health. What? I have 117. I haven't been there yet. Got it.
Anything anyone else would like to do?
Then I want to rage. Ah, 200 HP.
Sam finally lays out on his bedroll that has been surrounded this whole time and tries to sleep. Then holds the spear close.
Anything for everyone? Anyone else?
Well, I'm going to go lay down with Bada here in a moment, but it's good to have you on the team, Moonsea. And Arden extends a hand.
The body containing the melding presences extends a tail to your hand to shake.
Take his tail, Arden.
Everything dies.
Lift his tail, Arden.
Arden cautiously shakes the tail.
I really hope from the bottom of our heart that you succeed. I don't want to go back to the world that I remember, but I will if I have to.
Well, you're here now. All of you are here now. Pronouns can be really complicated when you're like three souls in one body. Like, is it they as in like a group? Or is it like...
They works.
He's?
Moonsea's complicated. Their soul's been recycled a few times, and I can start to see what they forgot.
Well, I assume Moonsea probably has a considerable amount to work through. But I guess, just like I asked of Moonsea, since you are a different person, and if you want to move past what happened, I suggest you think of a name for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good stepping point for Orlane to become their true self, so I think it would be a good stepping point. So at least you have some identity of what you are now in the event that we fail.
Mm-hmm. For now, I'll need a little space.
Understandable. If you need anything, you know where to find us.
I need my spell book.
I thought I gave that to you already.
Someone said something mocking, and I forgot about it.
Ah, yes. You'll forgive their distrust.
Spell book?
Yes. Arden hands the spell book over.
Thank you. And now to get to the secret pages. And they just kind of head in the book and start scurrying away.
Theron mutters under her breath.
God, he looks so fucking cool in those sunglasses.
You did that to him.
She just sits back and is like satisfied with what she's done.
Cool.
The Curse of Kurasa is a production of Reno Area Anthropomorphic Arts and Recreation for BLFC 2023. This episode was edited by Dejarum's Pony and was mixed and mastered by AJ the Ratty. Yima Quinn is our Game Master and the voice of Zoss and the NPCs. Arden Renshaw is played by Hawkfeather. Theron Perch is played by Dejarum's Pony. Bada Amica is played by Dabbles. Samuel Horstrom is played by Demic Cretu. Original music by Fox Amore. You can find more music from Fox Amore at foxamore.bandcamp.com and on Spotify. For more information about BLFC, the theme, and the lore behind your favorite characters and settings, visit goblfc.org.
Reading the book?
Yeah.
The Book of Wisdom.
Oh, yes, perhaps.
Read it together with him tucked in your back.
You can help each other.
Barf.
Wow.
Oh, I see. Now the campaign's ending. The true emotions are coming.
We'll just make this so sickeningly touching. My God.
That's such a good picture, though.
Those sort of pictures with furries always lead to porn, though.
That's okay. We don't have to go that far. They can do it in their imagination.
They will. Probably. But anyway.